My next guest is a Brazilian-born percussionist who has performed with Yo-Yo Ma, Herbie Hancock, Paul Simon, David Byrne, Laurie Anderson, and Snoop Dogg, among many, many, many others. He's played on 5 Grammy-winning albums and was named the 2007 Percussionist of the Year by the Jazz Journalists Association, and he's here with me now to discuss his music and his latest album, Banquet of the Spirits. Ciro Baptista, welcome to Fair Game.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much to having me here. It's great.
It is our pleasure. And hello, Lisette.
Hello.
You're lovely.
Yes, Lisette is the singer with the band and my good friend.
Ciro, well, I understand that you're about to play a show marking the 10th anniversary of your band, Beat the Donkey.
Yes, I'm playing with all these people you said, but I never played like 10 years with the
right.
band.
Right, so what keeps you with this band?
It's incredible. I think my wife.
Is your wife in the band?
She's the manager, and she's amazing.
Now, but Beat the Donkey, you can't get a lot of fans from like PETA or animal rights groups loving your, Beat the Donkey.
Man, you put the finger in the wound. It's a Brazilian expression.
What does it mean?
I mean, let's go. Let's do it.
Oh, that makes sense. Right,
you do
it,
the
like, giddy
like
up. Giddy like up.
This. Yeah, you beat the dunk. Okay. The dunk move and have transformation with movement.
Well, but now that we just explained it, you're going to have a whole influx of fans from PETA who didn't understand.
No, like the people really wrote to me a lot, emails saying, "PETA, Ciro, I used to like your work, but now, you know, why you beat the dunk? It's such a beautiful animal that helps so much the civilization."
And, well, so now you have this new band, Banquet of the Spirits.
Banquet of the Spirits.
So you surely don't get complaints about that name. That sounds lovely and delicious.
Lovely and delicious.
So let's hear a cut from that album, from Banquet of the Spirits.
Let's do it.
So I understand when you're not performing, you're a music teacher and you run rhythm workshops for everyone from elementary school students to professional musicians?
Yes. We're doing a workshop with the people who live around there in the theater. Then we get these kids, we do workshops, Lisette teaches them to sing, and we teach them percussion, and then we're going to bring them to the stage to perform one song with us.
That's nice.
It's going to be great.
I'm not a little kid, but what could you teach me right now if you were teaching me like the simplest thing?
Look, you can get your hand like this, like praying position.
Okay, we have
then
my
you
hands.
You do like this.
I'm rubbing my hands. Yeah.
Rubbing the hand against my hand. Oh, you see, you play the microphone.
I'm really bad.
You play the microphone.
You see how supportive you guys are. No wonder you're good with little kids. I just messed up, and you're like, good job.
No such thing as a mess up in music.
There you go.
Right?
I just learned how to play
no
the microphone.
Wrong notes. That is, you play a wrong note. It's not a wrong note. You can't fix the wrong notes in the space, the speed of the sound.
That's nice life philosophy, really, right?
It is, yes.
I understand you recorded one song using PVC tubes.
Yes, our philosophy is play the environment. Now, I come from Brazil, where I have the rainforest, the wind, the water, the river, but now I live in New York City, and then we play things that we find on the street, the rhythm of the lights, the sound of the subway. And is that I was like renovating my house, and going like something like the Home Depot. And I found these PVC tubes, and you cut in different lengths, you get different notes. We composed a song for that. It's called Anahie, that I think we're going to be playing.
Yes, let's hear a little bit of that. Anahie, what does
Anahie
that mean?
Anahie, it's like a word that we use to make the party.
So let's hear a little Anahie.
Yes, Anahie.
Anahie, okay. Now, I understand you're going to perform a song for us tonight about quitting smoking.
Oh, yes.
Is this an autobiographical tune?
It is. You know, like
for both of you?
Yes, for both of us.
I tried everything. I tried the patch. I tried the gum.
Mm-hmm.
And the
hypnotized?
Smoke, cigars,
were you hypnotized?
Hypnotized. And acupuncture, how you say that?
Acupuncture, yeah.
Yes. And then I said, oh, you know what? I'm going to write a song. And it's been helpful. And, you know, the name of the song is I'm Gonna Stop to Smoke, Then I Can Kiss You Without an Ashtray Mouse. It's very romantic.
Yes. It is, though. That's that's probably the biggest motivator ever to stop smoking.
Yes, exactly. It is.
So we're going to hear Stop the Smoke. I can't wait.
Let's do it. Eu vou parar de fumar, só pra lhe beijar, sem boca de cinzeiro. Eu sei que vai ser difícil de parar com isso no Rio de Janeiro. É chopinho na praia, vou cair na gandaia a noite inteira. Eu sei que vou ficar fissurado, mas no final das contas vai valer a pena. Ai, seu doutor, por favor, o meu pulmão já está mais sujo do que pau de galinheiro. Cocorô, 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 cocorô. Mas que chiclete, fui de charuto, eu fumei de piteira. Mas acabei pedindo cigarrinho pra cidade inteira, ô. Oh. Quero meu peito estufado sem o dedo amarelo, sem a tossideira. Eu quero dar uma beijoca gostosa na boca cheirosa dessa brasileira. Eu quero dar uma beijoca gostosa na boca cheirosa dessa brasileira. Eu, Pararara, paracundeiro, barará. Beu, pararará, paracundeiro, barará. Beu,
I'm gonna quit smoking now so I can kiss you without an ashtray mouth. Gonna be hard to quit a habit so crazy in New York City. All the stress on the subways, all the traffic and cars, all the idiots shopping, all the bozos and bars. I should just play my guitar instead of filling my lungs with the cancer-causing char. But doctor, please. Spent $65 on that nicotine gum that's supposed to help you quit. But I just ended up asking all my friends to still smoke. Can I bum a cigarette? Want my feet to be clean, don't want my fingers all yellow. Wanna stop puffing up that nasty green jello so I can give you a treat to knock you off your feet. And it's oh so sweet. So I can give you a treat to knock you off your feet. And it's oh so sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
I gotta quit smoking.
Yeah, me too.
was Stop the Smoke by Ciro Baptista. That was two people and a tambourine. All that music came from you.
I know, amazing.
And Ciro, I've never seen so much happen with the tambourine.
Oh, my
I thought
goodness.
That was just something that the person in the Partridge Family who couldn't play music would bang against her hip.
Yeah, man. Tambourine is a different Brazilian tambourine.
That was absolutely delightful. And I think the perfect song for Lent and Valentine's Day. Giving up smoking and kissing, right?
Yeah,
that's
like
what's perfect.
A very good French kiss.
Thank you so much.
Madame. Oui, oui.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup. Soutien.
Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
My musical guest tonight has been Ciro Baptista. He'll be performing with Beat the Donkey at the Henry Street Settlement in New York City on February 9th, and his new album with Banquet of the Spirits will be in stores in March. You can learn more about him on our website, morefairgame.org.